Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. My name is Crystal Olavaria, and I am a scholarship coach. And today we are talking about how to write a scholarship essay with logic and art, and how to include a few other elements as well. So these are the four areas, the four different learning styles that we will be talking about, that I will be showing you how I'm including in a mock scholarship essay that I'm writing. So it includes the head, which is the logic. It includes the heart, which is the feelings and emotions. It includes the hands, as far as taking action, and it includes the soul, as far as your purpose. So these are the four topics and the four areas that you want to cover when you're explaining why you deserve the money for college and what you have to offer. So it's a way to get the whole person involved. It's not just the head. A lot of times people will list all their accomplishments, and scholarship judges want to know more. They want to know, why are you going to use this information to continue to help society? What is it that you have to offer? And so by explaining the emotions behind it, your purpose behind it, and the actions that you're going to take, is going to make you stand out from the crowd as far as why they should give you the money. So in today's video, I'm going to dive in and do a screen share to show you more about the writing process that I'm going through. As you can watch from previous videos, I've talked about the scholarship question, why are you interested in this field or career, and I've explained how I have come up with this portion so far and why I like to use bullet points. So feel free to watch the previous videos to further understand the writing process. At this point, I have started working on the area, why do I deserve this scholarship as far as what do I have to offer? And as you can see, the first time that I started this, I had a really difficult time writing this type of sharing this information. And the reason is, many times we don't think about what we have to offer. People ask us, well, what have you done? What have you accomplished? But they usually forget to ask us, what value do we have that we bring to the table? So I had a hard time writing the first time, so I took a break, walked away, started thinking about it, and when I came back, I expanded the list, and the same list, but everything in the bold and the blue is what I added to the list as far as what I have to offer. And these are things that I'm sure you have to offer too, in the form of your experience, your wisdom, knowledge, offer guidance. I can offer my mistakes, what not to do. I can offer and share my successes so people know what to emulate and to copy. I can be a role model, a leader, and a mentor. And I can strive to help an increasing number of people. So these are all things that you can do as well. Just think about, how does this apply to me? What is it that I can do? And I just took some of these. That's where I started. And then I started brainstorming these ideas and expanding on them. And so I started talking about, I can offer hope to students with lower grades, scholarships with low or no GPA requirements. I can offer hope to parents. This way they don't need to worry about spending all their savings, retirement, or needing to take out a large student loan. And then I started breaking it down into, what are some of the solutions I offer? Step-by-step video guides, articles, I can answer questions. I started talking about the future as far as willing to be a public speaker. How can I spread my message to larger audiences as far as school assemblies, guest speakers, parent conferences, news, talk radio, things like that. And then I talked about what I wanted to do as far as interviewing more scholarship judges to share the knowledge as far as what they're looking for in applicants. And then one of the things that I would like to do is interview donors to understand why they donate money to help people that they don't know. So this black font right here, this is what I originally came up with, and then after taking some time, all this blue is what I came up with, and you can see there's a very large difference. I'm kind of embarrassed to read what I wrote in black, but I just want to skip on to the next process. What I did is I took these and I refined the ideas a bit more and started to take them out and write them into sentences to be sure that I fully captured the thought. So you can see that I'm a bit more refined, right here in the first bullet point, I offer the wisdom from experience that I have gained through my successes and failures. Then I go down and I kind of do that with every single bullet point. I delete some things that I feel like weren't really strong. I added some other things that I thought I needed to include. So right here it says, I'm a role model, mentor, and leader. I have experience, so I thought that was pretty relevant to add in there. I've received over $70,000 in grants and scholarships. So I just put that in as a reminder that that's something that I want to talk about more further. I have the knowledge, therefore I'm qualified to lead you. I can help you avoid the mistakes that I've made so you don't have to make them, so you can have a faster learning curve. And then what I did is when I took these and then I continued to refine them even more, just because I felt like I was all over the place. There are a whole bunch of ideas. They're all over the place. And I wanted to put some more flow into it so the ideas flowed consistently, so it started to sound more like an essay. So what I did is I started to color code each idea as far as am I talking about the head, the heart, the hand, and the soul. And so I'm not sure if you can see, hopefully you can, that these are each in different colors. And it helped me see what I was focusing on and what I needed to, what I was focusing too much on and not enough of. And I was able to dwindle down that list of all those bullet points and condense it to what is my real message? What is it that I'm really trying to say? And here I noticed that I mentioned all four areas, which is important. The reason you want to talk about the head, the learning style with the head, is because people are very logical. They want to know, well, why should I be listening to you? Well, you should be listening to me because I've raised over $70,000 in grants and scholarships to help pay for my college education. Very logical. I have proof of it. I have pictures of the checks and other things that I can show that's part of my portfolio of who I am and what I have to offer. I have a lot of experience. The heart, the feelings. Why am I sharing this information? Is because in the news there's a lot of information about parents are worried about their children going to college because with student loans and the price of college going up, it's a big concern for a lot of people, and the ability to be a productive member in society, plus what it does for your self-esteem to be able to earn your living and to be able to afford the nice things in life that you want, or to be able to provide a home for your family or future family. These are all things that people connect with. We all have feelings. We all want to be providers and be taken care of. And this is something that people, there's a lot of emotion around, especially for parents, because they don't want to spend all of their savings or their retirement or struggle with large student loans that they take out for their child or have the child take them out and see them struggle with them. So there's a lot of feelings in this topic, which goes to the heart. The hands is where I start talking about my knowledge and how do I share this information. I share my knowledge by creating videos, audios, articles, and a membership website. I coach parents on how to guide their children through the process of finding and applying for scholarships. And then what surprised me is how much I wrote about the soul, my purpose. I talked a lot about taking it to the next level for parents discovering a new way to spend time with teaching their kids by guiding them. Sometimes parents don't know how to guide them, and so they need coaching themselves. But ultimately what that does is that gives families a reason to create goals as far as how to afford college. And then parents and children interact on a different level because now they're working together to reach a common goal. And over time, this builds respect for the parents because children see that their parents are helping them and are committed to helping them become successful and have a bright future. And so the process of applying winning scholarships teaches students how to make a commitment, how to take consistent action, and how to improve and learn so that success, and teaches them that success does not happen overnight. As a result, students remain committed and are rewarded with higher self-esteem and money to pay for college. The family bonds become stronger because it becomes more meaningful to celebrate winning scholarships together. So these are some of the reasons that I feel personally about why I would change my career and why I'm doing this. And I will continue to write this moth essay for you, and in the next video talk about my conclusion, how I would conclude this, and how cinnamon. So thank you for watching these videos, and I will see you soon.